Maggie Finch in 3, 2, 1. I'm joined here with Maggie Finch, Swine Production Entrepreneurship Proficiency winner. Maggie is from the Kashmir FFA chapter in Washington. How does it feel?
I'm really surprised and excited, and yeah, I was nervous up there, but I'm really excited now, and it was really awesome to have my dad here with me. That was probably the best part.
Oh yeah, I bet, especially with him being your advisor, probably nothing better. Why don't you describe to us your project?
So my project was swine. So I originally started just showing and raising market hogs since third grade. And I did that for a couple years. And then in seventh grade, I purchased my first sow from Shipley Swine Genetics out of Ohio. And she was shipped all the way from Ohio to Washington. And that's how I originally started. And I was able to pay for her with the money that I had generated from selling pigs in 4-H. And after her, I had accumulated a few more sows, and I had worked my way up to 6. And then pretty much all throughout my high school career is when I did all of the breeding of all of my pigs. And I bred and raised over 180 market hogs throughout my time in FFA.
All right, so my background's not in hogs at all, so I want to know, when you're breeding your hog, what do you look for?
So I was specifically breeding for market hogs for people to show and be competitive in shows across specifically my state. There wasn't a lot of market hogs available throughout Washington, and my FFA chapter, we had a high need for market hogs because we had a lot of members that would participate in county fairs across the state. So I wanted to be able to produce market hogs that would not only be affordable but also be competitive. So that's what I was able to do throughout my time. So it was pretty much always for market.
And how are you able to keep them affordable?
I'm able to keep them affordable by having my own and getting high quality genetics that I've accumulated throughout the years by just breeding and then retaining my own sows and not going out and buying super expensive ones. I've produced my own genetics that are now really good, so I don't have to go spend money on things that are super expensive now.
And what are some challenges you've faced over the years?
I think probably my biggest challenge would actually be working with my dad so closely, because both of us are very similar and we're organized and like to control all of the situations. So I think that was my biggest challenge, was kind of separating myself from him, shadowing him and learning everything, to kind of, oh, I can do it by myself, and kind of him separating from that and just letting me do things by myself.
And how has this experience shaped your future?
It has definitely shaped a lot of things that I want to do with my life. I'm thinking veterinary science, and this has played a big part in that, because I learned a lot of primary veterinary medical things throughout my time raising hogs. So that has definitely influenced me in what I want to do for my career.
All right. Congratulations, Maggie, again on your accomplishment.
Thank you very much.
The Swine Production Entrepreneurship Proficiency Award is sponsored by Indiana Farm Bureau and Farm Bureau Insurance. In the FFA Newsroom, I'm Kaylee Foster.